Digital Europe, bringing the continent's tech scene to your ears.
In Berlin, an art project involving the sex chat app Grindr has set off a bit of a storm. For a few days earlier this month, a Dutch artist broadcast his Grindr chats onto a projection screen on a city square. His goal, he says, was to get people in the community to join him in his glass cube and become part of the artwork. Sounds saucy, doesn't it? Well, as you can imagine, it caused some outrage. An American guy, for instance, who went over to the space was flabbergasted to see his chat and photos on show and being read live by the assembled crowd. He has threatened legal action. The project, say spectators, raises larger questions about privacy and identity online. Michael Scuturo has more from Berlin.
Is it the best decision that you've ever made in your entire life?
It is one of the greatest decisions I have ever made in my life. Deleted Grindr off my iPhone.
Grindr is one of the best known sex navigation apps. It lets people find each other based on the GPS location on their phones. It's big, and there are plenty of copycat apps, but they all raise a lot of questions. YouTube star Davey Wavy pointed this out in his 3-day No Grindr challenge.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah.
So, life after Grindr?
Yes. It's a debate that spilled over into the art world with a project called Wanna Play by Dutch artist Dries Verhoeven. To say it's been controversial is an understatement.
It raises so many obvious red flags about privacy.
That's Tavi Anayango, a professor of performance studies at NYU.
That was seemed to be what drove people's outrage. Not that they were unfamiliar with the possibility that people would use Grindr for an art project, but that they would do it without their knowledge or consent.
And Anayango says the project raises important questions about online privacy.
The irony, of course, is that the purpose of the technology is so that you can be located, right? But it's a delicate balance between when you choose to send out your location and when someone can just find it.
Shaka McLaughlin, a professor at the State University of New York, says many artists are using the internet and apps in their artwork. But he stresses the need for an ethical and transparent approach.
I'm working with a woman who has done a sort of similar project called Watch Me Work, where she interacts in real time with cam sex clients in Israel. The similarity is that the people who she's interacting with don't know that their exchanges are being projected on a screen or that they're part of an art project. The difference, though, is that none of their identifying information is revealed in the project. And in fact, she is providing the service that they expect her to provide.
The artist behind Wanna Play says his intention was to question online anonymity. But Anayango and McLaughlin didn't get his point.
I'm not sure what the artist's idea was exactly, whether it was to really focus on public sex or the kind of relationship between the private and the public in relationship to gay male sexuality, or if it was, as some of the critics have claimed, a kind of inadvertent sort of erotophobic, sex-shaming sort of thing.
Well, here's the artist, Dries Verhoeven, in his own words.
My intention was to question this anonymity, the feeling we have on the internet, that we tend to have, that we feel safe there and that nobody looks at us and that we experience a certain sense of secret that we share together with people we don't know. It raises the question, why to share a secret with people you don't know, whereas on the streets, at least you can look them in the eyes and maybe you can share the same things, but they are real people.
Verhoeven says he worries about the superficiality of online dating platforms.
When you're constantly under the influence of people who are judging you, is it still possible to show intimacy?
I don't think that the internet is the strongest capability to have intimate encounters with somebody.
That's Kevin Jung, one of Germany's most prominent gay bloggers.
We just interact virtually. We might feel empty in the end, and I think it's a certain danger in the internet and for our emotions. Just to be aware of it. It's nothing bad.
But Tavi Anayango of NYU feels the project has transgressed established artist audience norms.
One response in support of the artist was, well, people routinely share private emails without the knowledge of the sender. And that, while that's true, it's also true that people are usually outraged or at least uncomfortable when they discover their emails have been shared without their knowledge. Like, we have a kind of instinctive notion that that's, even though we're technically very easy to do, that there's a kind of norm against it.
The Grindr art project was supposed to run until the middle of October, but was shelved a week ahead of schedule. The artist has apologized, but says he stands by his work. He says he feels the debate about internet privacy and identity needs to continue, and he wants to restage the idea in another city, but in a more transparent way. Michael Scaturo, DW, Berlin.